T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
.746 Steve and Ted in the morning with the grassroots. I shouldn't have said that. .746 Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and time for three big things.
Three.
9-year-old girl killed in Detroit, mauled by neighbor's pit bulls.
Two.
Wichita City Council considering $53 million in bonds for improvements at Presbyterian Manor Senior Living.
One.
Wichita Police seeking suspects in 2 recent homicides. That's 19 for the year, if you're keeping track. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Seeing heavy and slow traffic on Kellogg right now. Looking especially eastbound, right around West Street, over on the west side. Watch for a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire. Hit it downtown at Market and Waterman. Online at carlstire.com. Your home for complete car care.
And we have a heat advisory again today. Mostly sunny and hot, with a high around 99 degrees. Monday's high was 99. The heat index could top 105 again today. 20% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 74. Wednesday, partly cloudy with a 30% chance for rain and a high of 90. Now partly cloudy, south wind at 8 miles per hour and 77 degrees. Have you found yourself wanting a hat but don't think you look good in one? Well, go into Hat Man Jack's and let him show you how good you can look in the right hat. At the clock tower in Delano, Hat Man Jack's, 601 West Douglas. A new line of clothing could help reduce your body odor.
This is House Call for Health. Worried that deodorant isn't enough to keep you from smelling foul? A new clothing company developed a new bodysuit it says will stop you from stinking. It's called the Skin 2, and the fabric has been inserted with probiotic bacteria that the company says reduces body odor.
It's not the sweat on your body that causes body odor, it's the bacteria. So we've incorporated healthy bacteria into the textiles to enable a healthy microbiome, which will help to reduce your body odor.
Clothing designer Rosie Broadhead teamed up with a Belgian microbiologist to develop it. The suit's fabric has bacteria strategically placed in parts where you are most likely to sweat. Once activated by that moisture, that good bacteria colonizes on the skin. The bodysuit is also more eco-friendly, and tests reveal it doesn't have to be washed as often as other more stinky clothing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Joy Piazza, Fox News.
Or maybe a shower and some deodorant would work. Steve and Ted poll question today on our webpage, knssradio.com. What aspect of Wichita should our new baseball team highlight with its name? We have 4 choices. The River, 17%. Western Heritage, 22%. Other, 25%. And aircraft, 36%. Kind of, what should we focus on? Well, a third say aircraft, some sort of aircraft theme. And we got some comments from Facebook and KNSSradio.com on this question. Timothy says, aviation themed, the Wichita Vectors, Bellerophons, I'm not sure what that is, since the new tanker at McConnell is a KC-46 Pegasus? What is a Bellerophon?
Bellerophon. Greek hero who rode a Pegasus.
Yeah. Crosswinds, flyboys, gizmos, stick and rudders, or barnstormers. Wingnut's not bad either.
All sorts of ideas there.
Gregory says, the Wichita Sky Chiefs. Remember Sky Chief Gasoline, Texaco Sky Chief? Matthew says, weather or aviation related. Cindy says, aviation. Michael says, Coneheads. I guess for the street cones?
The orange street cones.
The orange street cones. Hey, maybe something to do with, closed streets or something. All right, so there you go. And if you want to take that poll, it's on our website, knssradio.com, as always. Well, stocks gained ground for the third day in a row Monday.
Oh, hey.
Bond prices fell, sending yields higher. The Dow rose 249 points. The NASDAQ gained 106. And the S&P closed up 35 points. 7:51 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and an injured owner wants to sell his Wichita business. Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, the owner of Wichita's No-Bake Cafe seriously injured in an accident in Dallas last week, and he says he's going to sell his Wichita business. Saxon Young is being treated at Methodist Dallas Medical Center. He told the WBJ that the accident caused extensive nerve damage on his spine. He wants to sell the company so it can survive. The National Transportation Safety Board says the landing gear on Dale Earnhardt Jr.'s Cessna Citation Latitude collapsed. The business jet bounced on landing and skidded off a runway, then caught fire. Earnhardt suffered minor injuries. His family and two pilots also on the plane, minor injuries. Allegiant will begin its service to Destin, Florida again next year, but it'll be earlier than this year. The seasonal service to the Panhandle, Florida will resume in March. The flights this year began in June and concluded earlier this month. The flights will operate on Thursdays and Saturdays. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, I'm not obviously not an aviation expert and not an expert on the cause of airplane crashes, but you can see from the way that came about, that you're talking about the Earhart crash, that right. there was a failure of the landing gear. It had to be.
Yeah.
It just about had to be. So.
And so they're trying to, I mean, that's a preliminary investigation right there, the results of that, but it certainly looks like it just landed really hard. It bounced.
Whoa.
And that caused the gear to collapse.
All right. I did, I don't know if I ever told you this, but I did witness a Air Midwest plane land without a landing gear one time.
Oh, boy.
We got there right by the runway, several in the media, and this guy brought this thing down, and he balanced it on. You had the little wheel under the nose, okay?
Right.
He balanced it on that for quite a ways and just set it down lightly and then went right off into the dirt so he wouldn't have as many sparks. It was incredible to watch.
It's pretty amazing what these guys can do.
And then about eight people came out of that plane, and they were very unfortunate. They're very appreciative of that pilot. He was a skilled.
You bet.
It was great to watch, but gosh, how dangerous is that?
Scare Midwest.
Right. Yeah, Scare Midwest, they call
Scare
it.
Scare Midwest, yeah.
And okay, and you're talking about going to Destin, and that's one place I'd like to be. I bet it's cooler in Destin than it is here.
It may be at this point. Yeah. Boy, it is just beautiful down there.
And my son was stationed at Pensacola. We got to go down to Destin a couple of times. It's not far from Pensacola. Beautiful place.
And beautiful beaches.
I'm not surprised there are a lot of people taking that flight from Wichita down there. Well, of course, today is National Radio Day.
Hey!
Oh, boy.
Why not? Celebrating the great invention we call radio, where you and I and Ted and Jad have spent our adult lives celebrating today the news, information, music, and stories carried across the airwaves. Why not have a special radio day, huh? How can we celebrate? I'll tell you how are you going to celebrate Radio Day, Ted? Any ideas?
Work.
I think I'll just do the best job I can do on the air.
Yeah, there you go.
How about that?
There you go.
How about you, Bill? Anything
I'm
special?
I'm the same way. I celebrate radio every day right here with the Marconi winners. And
tell you what, I'll tell you what. We'll let you buy us lunch, and here's where we're going to do it. Just send us a couple of $100. We'll go and we'll tell you how it was. How's that?
You'd let me do that?
Oh, yeah, I sure would. I know.
You know what I say to that?
I do.
Bless your heart.
Thank you, Bill. So, you're one of the great things about radio. I love you. National Radio Day. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Stay with Steve and Ted in the 8 o'clock hour on Radio Day here on KNSS. We have the latest Wichita homicide investigation. We've got that. Ted has sports coming up, right, Ted?
Right. We will be checking in our live daily discussion with Mitch Holtis, play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs. We'll check in with Mitch.
You've got some entertainment news on the way, too.
Entertainment news at 8:35 this morning. Plus, we have tickets to give away to go see Chris Stapleton, All-American Roadshow at Intrust Bank Arena later this week. So stay tuned for your chance to win those.
And traffic and weather all coming up in the 8 o'clock hour on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.